Hi, fellow mamas. This is Deb, and I am thrilled to be here today to take my turn sharing a mini episode, as each of we seasoned mamas are doing, to talk about what our kids are teaching us in each of our seasons of motherhood we're living right now. I have nearly three decades of seasons with my children and all the things that they have taught me. And what a blessing that I'm still learning from them today. And I want to talk a little bit today about the journey, especially because my journey's been longer than some moms. I get to look back and reflect upon the journey. And one of the things my kids have continued to teach me throughout the journey is just that, that it's so much about the journey and not just some destination or some milestone moment or aha or endpoint. Because yes, those happen along the way, but that journey continues. And what have they taught me about the journey? Sometimes it's what I, you know, what's more caught than taught, as just by living life with them, I recognize how much I want to savor these moments, the moments that even at the time, maybe I was saying, well, maybe when we're done potty training, I can enjoy life a little bit more. So what was I doing? I was looking ahead at some destination instead of the joy in the moment, in the journey. Yes, even in potty training. I think you get the idea, right? Even some of the rougher moments that are tough for everybody during those adolescent years as they're growing and stretching and wanting to be independent, but still wanting to be a child. Those years were an incredible journey. Picking up on little things, taking note of them, taking them to heart, all such special parts of the journey. And that brings me right up to the present day and the moments that I get to share with my children now that they are all young adults and they are all married. And we went on our first ever all-adult family vacation to the Big Island of Hawaii. So this, with my husband and I, our three kids and their three spouses, we found ourselves on a journey. And I remember even a special moment, so I'm going to say this a little backwards, because at the end of that time, when only one of the three couples was still with us, I opened up a devotional that I had brought with me. I had been journaling a little bit every day while we were on the island, savoring each part of the journey. And oddly enough, the name of one of the devotions was called All About the Journey. And as I read this devotion, and then we reflected with our son Cameron and his wife, Catherine, Cameron spoke up and related the journey and the drives back and forth across various portions of the Big Island were just as much about the journey itself as the destination. And that once in a while, not very often, but one day in particular, we had really an underwhelming destination point, but we wouldn't have traded anything for the journey along the way. And as I think about that, I think about what God has for us. The journey, each piece of that journey. While we were in Hawaii and we set out to that opposite side of the island, I think about another day when the destination was amazing. Yes, it was. We had reservations in place. We couldn't wait to get there. And it was tempting to set our gaze right there on that GPS navigation that was keeping our course. But you know what? If we had just done that, we would have missed those spectacular sights as we passed through a handful. I mean, I kid you not, a handful of the Big Island's eight ecosystems. A tropical rainforest, a lush farmland followed by rugged, rocky terrain and near desert conditions. We visited an active volcano. Did I say volcano? How about volcano? And we learned that even further inland were snow-capped mountain peaks. Incredible, incredible. The joy of God's creative handiwork revealed right before our eyes and all along the day's journey. What if we had missed it? And there was so much to the journey, like reconnect time with each other in the car, whether we were traveling as couples or men in one car and women in the other, the reconnection, the laughter, the conversation, the shared meal times, the beauty that was seen through the windows and route times, right? Have you ever wondered what God may provide along life's way as you parent, as you face each day as a portion of the journey that he's teaching you to enjoy as you go for that ride? Joy in your journey might have a lot to do with unexpected interactions, quiet conversations, cuddle times, conversations that are sometimes tougher than others, but oh, the relationship growth and the trust that develops and deepens as we have that precious time together along the journey, even new discoveries. One day, I promise you, you will look back and you share memories of the journey because they were shared memories made in the moment. Yes, on that journey, not just looking to the destination of graduation, the destination of a wedding or a baby, but everything along the way. So whether today's journey has you in the car or on foot, whether you're at work or you're at play, if you're home or on vacation, oh, mamas, rejoice. What kind of joy is yours and your children's today that maybe you have failed to acknowledge because maybe in the moment you just don't recognize it, or the hard stuff sits there right hand in hand with the joys. So maybe that's why it's not recognizable. Maybe we've got our sights set only on the future. How can we recognize to not take today's joy for granted? To give focus to the reasons for joy that might be staring right back at us in this moment. I love God's word for us through the psalmist. Listen to these words from Psalm 16, where the psalmist is praising God. So the psalmist says to God, "You, Lord, you have made known to me the path of life. You will fill me with joy in your presence, with eternal pleasures at your right hand." That's Psalm 16:11. Wow. I mean, the psalmist nailed it when he proclaimed to God, "You will fill me with joy in your presence." We are filled with joy. Yes, even today, whatever you are facing along today's particular journey, you are filled with joy by his presence. He surrounds you, mamas. He goes before you. He comes on behind you. And he has his hand upon you as you parent. Not only has he made known to you the path of life, right? Right back there to Psalm 16. He's done that in Jesus Christ, your Savior. But he also walks that path with you every day. And he's doing that now. He's doing that tomorrow. He will do that into eternity. He leads you, as Psalm 23 says, in paths of righteousness, and he provides light along the way. I love those words from Psalm 119 that tell us his word is a lamp to our feet and a light for our path. Can you look at that each day, mamas, as you face the journey? And sometimes it's marked with bumpy, rough roads, U-turns, detours, you name it. But those are still a part of the journey, and God is using those to grow you, to grow your children. Let him use those to draw you closer to him, to how he would show you that he's providing along the journey, because you know it is so much about the journey. But let me say this, as followers of Jesus, we also have an ultimate destination, that one day, in the day of Christ Jesus, when he returns in the final resurrection, the promise we have is this eternity, this eternal life that we will receive, have received already as followers of Jesus, that is unending. You can rejoice in that, and maybe especially on the toughest days, knowing that you are safely in his grip and so are your loved ones. Rejoice. Remember that he fills you with joy, greater than your circumstances, far exceeding any happiness or otherwise. Fellow mamas, our kids teach us much in every season, and mine continue to teach me to pay attention, look outside the window, talk to one another, enjoy the journey. Amen.